I grew up Black and Catholic in a largely very Southern, very Protestant area. We were one of two Black Catholic families who were in the area at the local mission church that was in my community at that time.
Her mother was a high school librarian, and her father, the first African-American extension worker in northern Florida's Hamilton County. So she heard stories and learned how to read between the lines.
And so I just think I came to an early age to know that the stories of Black life, you know, the experiences of African-Americans, of Black people, not just in my small community, but across the globe, were varied. And the perceptions that I was encountering as a graduate student and then later as a professor, often amongst my students in teaching African-American literature, who presumed certain things about the Black narrative and the Black story.
Like that it was limited to cliches like the classic tale of the runaway slave.
When we typically think about travelers in African-American literature, we think about the fugitive running from the slavery, from bondage. Or we think about the migrant, particularly in terms of the Great Migration. And these are critical moments in African-American experience, and they are critical moments in the formation of African-American narratives.
Chandler Smith's new book is called The Wanderer in African-American Literature.
The power of wandering is the ability to move yourself even when movement is physically denied to you. Doesn't mean you can't move imaginatively or creatively.
And that opens the door to a treasure trove of narratives that puts a new perspective on culture and the meaning of difference in society.
That cause these kinds of moments of violence, of racism, of death, of all the things of which I think the nation is starting to grapple with now and having to really take a good look at itself and is seeing reflected back on itself.
And that reflection is coming from more perspectives, more cameras, more marches.
You know, the debate about All Lives Matter versus Black Lives Matter, the difficulty, you see people who want to assert that position. Obviously, surely all lives matter, but as the statement goes, right, all lives can't matter until Black lives matter. And if you only see Black lives through one dimension or through one means, then you don't give space or room for different understandings.
The figure of the wanderer is that of a person apart, above, or beyond. In her book, Chandler Smith examines these issues in books like The Outsider by Richard Wright, the autobiography of poet Langston Hughes called I Wonder as I Wander, James Baldwin and John Edgar Wideman exploring ideas about identity and escape, occupying spaces, holding their ground, chanting the new narrative.
I think there are a lot of people who are out here in the streets who never would have seen themselves maybe even 2 months ago being in the midst of these protests, being engaged in this way, not just physically in the act of marching, but also being engaged intellectually, personally, spiritually. People who are in this moment in a way in which they hadn't thought of themselves being there before.
In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.